great performance against a very, very good side. So what we spoke about there, you know, was that we had to get back to being difficult to beat. Last season we had a lot of joy, you know, got our own way to a certain degree, i.e., you know, a lot of ball retention. And even when we did make mistakes, no disrespect to second division, but you didn't get as punished. And we've learnt in the first few games of that. And today, you know, we got back to doing those basics, giving ourselves that platform. Just like when we came in, you know, 2 years ago, Alan and myself made it very, very difficult. But, you know, that's one of the moments. Fantastic atmosphere, beautiful day, you know, and nothing but an outstanding performance for your group. And always looking danger, you know. I thought the counter-attacks, you know, against Falkirk, were excellent. Always knew that they would be a threat. You know, you even look at the quality that they're bringing off the bench. You know, been very, very attacking minded in the second half, and really, really, really stretched us. And you know, for the players to keep that discipline and stick to the game plan was outstanding. And then, you know, for the first time probably in the game, in the 90th plus minute, they get through 1-1, and we McManus, who's normally very, very ruthless, but I can only, you know, commend my goalkeeper for a fantastic save, and that is just equally as important, you know, as a fantastic goal by Mark Lamont today. So overall, brilliant, and I'm hoping now that we build that platform, and you know, it really kicks our season in the direction where we want it to go.
Hopefully give them a wee confidence boost to knowing that you can beat anybody in the league. Anyone
gives you that, doesn't it, really? You know, but to do it against, you know, the league favourites, the terms of the size of the budget that they have, the resources, you know, the full-time football. And it's by no means, we know it's been a jump up for us, but we've not even had the easiest starts. You know, the four games there, we've had to play three of the full-time teams. And that again is a challenge in itself. And, you know, making no excuses, we had to put a couple of round holes and square pegs and round holes a day. And, you know, some great performances overall, but particularly the one that I'm talking about there with Ross Lyons in it right back. I thought it was outstanding.
Not tempted to put the boots on after your midweek cameo?
No. Thankfully, we had enough there. That pace of that game was just too frantic. that heat would have killed me.
Don't phone the bench where a couple of them kind of running empty. And as you say, players out of position. Ali love playing maybe a bit.
Ali's very comfortable. And that's, but you know, as much as we've got attacking players on there, they've got to understand that responsibilities when we don't have possession, because it's going to be flip side against the likes of your Raith Rovers, your Falkirks, the full-time clubs, that they're going to have a bit of ball retention. So it's important that we make ourselves difficult to beat. You know, on average, you know, you have, in a game of football, you're lucky if you're on the ball for 3 minutes out of the 90. What's more important is what you do in that 87 minutes off the ball. And all successful teams, you know, defend the best in those minutes.
Great, Danny.
Thanks.